The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's show is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com right now and you'll get 50% off just about any item. All you have to do is enter the code word GLORY, G-L-O-R-Y, at checkout.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, and also not Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 500. And 24.
Yeah, 24, I think.
You already know it's 525, right? I don't need to say it. Okay. Yeah.
We are continuing our socially distant recording.
Yeah.
See, so how's your social distancing? Are you still fully socially distant?
I am still fully socially distant. Yeah, I haven't run into anybody or seen anybody.
Are you still emotionally distant?
I've been emotionally distant since I was a kid. So, yeah. How about you? Are you? You're still in the workforce though. You're doing stuff.
Still in the workforce,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I'm out
one of those
about,
heroes.
At least,
are you one of those heroes I'm out in the workforce, the essential workers?
Yeah, me and the fucking lady at Starbucks who hands me my. You know what? Like, I'm just gonna, and I know, like, I actually enjoy the let's bitch about things that are first world segment. Like, so they've opened up some of the Starbucks stores, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm at work a couple of days. It's been a little more the last few weeks. Like, it's 2-3 days a week. I gotta wake up and go to the office at some point, right? And that means I gotta go to Starbucks because I have got to get some goddamn coffee or I'm not gonna make it. And they keep fucking playing with my emotions, Cecil, because they're opening and closing the goddamn stores with no rhyme or reason and no like a store is open one day and then I go to the same store the next day and they're like, we're closed till June 1st. Then they're open and they're just like, they're just doing this. It's like the fucking worst on again, off again. I love you. No, I don't relationship you've ever had.
It's the hokey pokey of fucking Starbucks.
It's like, are you going to let me put it in or not? What are you doing? it's like, I literally like, you know, like, you know, I'm not a morning person.
Sure,
I'm up
sure.
Early the other day. Like, we're moving stuff around. I'm just busting my ass and I wake up and I'm like fucking groggy. And I'm like, the only thing I care about is getting this fucking Starbucks. And then I'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'll drive to work. It'll kick in. And the world will seem right again. The, you know, the birds will sing and I will not want to kill them for their joy. And like I get there and it's a fucking paper sign on the goddamn drive-thru and it's like, we're closed because fuck you. And I seriously, and I'm not even making this up, I put my car in park and I just stared and I wanted to actually cry. I was like, you don't know how much I need this, guys.
Oh,
like,
man.
I can't.
You know what was my first world annoyance was the other day. We were at home because that's what you do now. And
right.
And the power went out for a couple hours. And I mean, it's kind of boring just being at home all the time. It's real boring when the power goes out. It's super duper boring. Now, we had devices, you know, we were sitting on our devices or whatever, but it was also dark. So we had to like, you know, you're just sitting in the dark, essentially in the dark, waiting for the lights to come on. Just like literally counting the seconds of your life, waiting inside. And that's what I've been doing since March anyway. But it's just this, like, you're just like, oh God.
You're like a caveman without a candle
God,
at that
point. God, it's the worst. It's the worst. So did you see this week? I want to talk a little bit about Trump before we get started.
All right.
Did you see a couple of things this week? Did you see Nancy Pelosi call Trump morbidly obese on Anderson Cooper?
Was she saying absolutely objectively true things?
You know, I should play it. Can I? I'm just going to play it.
You got to play it for me because it's
so good.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, but is morbidly obese, they say.
I love it. She's like, his weight group, and then she's like, "That's not enough."
Yeah, no,
morbidly obese.
And I want to talk a little bit about this because there was a pushback from people saying, "Is this what discourse has come to in our politics?" And then there was pushback saying, "You shouldn't weight shame people." And I would agree for normally any other human being, but look at how awful Trump is to everybody else, talking about their mental acuity, talking about their weight, talking about who they've had sex with and who they haven't had sex with. I mean,
whether you're bleeding down theirs and
I mean, he has been absolutely the worst person in the world to talk about other people. And so when it comes time for him to get a little bit of his own medicine, we shouldn't go run screaming and saying we need to make sure everybody is protected here.
Dude, that's also a clinical term that's accurate. It's accurate for his fucking height and weight. There's no way that if you run a BMI on fucking Donald Trump that he's not in the morbidly obese category. Sure. That's a fucking actual. So like, I don't think that's name calling. He calls people fucking fat pigs. Like, is that like the idea that like, is that what discourse has come to? Like, that's the discourse is there already. We have nothing to gain by like sitting back and being like, let's all be civilized while the other guy's fucking trouncing mud through our fucking mansion and shitting on fucking laying upper deckers in our toilet.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you're absolutely right. She is calling him out for using hydroxychloroquine, which is what he said to everybody. I don't even know if he's using it, right? Like, there's no way to know he's lying or not. You don't know.
I fucking hope he is.
You don't know, but he said he's using hydroxychloroquine prophylactically to prevent coronavirus. So he said this on TV when he was questioned, and a bunch of people started asking questions, and immediately he's like, I use it. He started pushing back. And so he said that he's using it. Well, with that comes a lot of crazy side effects. Paranoia was one of them. Huh, that's weird. And then
how would you know?
Yeah.
Like, if he was paranoid.
Exactly.
Like, what would you change? I'd be like, if somebody was like, side effects include you'll be fat. Yeah. I'll be like, well, I'm already fat.
Side effects
like,
include.
How would I know the difference?
Side effects include it looks like someone killed a pelt and put it on your head. Oh my God. Yeah, he's got the craziest side effects. No, but seriously, like, that's why is that, you know, there's serious side effects that come with it. And he shouldn't be, you know, he is in a class of people that, you know, through no fault of their own, are more susceptible to this disease, right? So, you know, so there's you're right. She called out an absolutely clinical term on him. Now, it's funny. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's funny, but
it's funny because, you know, he's going to be sensitive about it and he's mean to everybody. Yeah. It's funny the same way like beating up the schoolyard bully is funny. Sorry, that's funny. Like when somebody like makes their day beating people up, and then later they get beat up. That shit's hilarious. Cause ha ha, you know, yeah,
it's comeuppance.
Coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like comeuppance is fair. It's like why there's like a justice porn subreddit.
Yeah.
Cause that shit is delicious.
There was a lot of pushback this week and I just don't get it. I think you're right. I think you're, you know, it's something I hadn't considered with the correct terminology, but then also even if it's not correct, if she was like, yeah, cause he's a fucking lard ass, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because he's,
you know, like
he's a shit all the time to everybody.
He's like, he makes up pejoratives and fucking mean-spirited nicknames for all of his enemies, right?
He mocked a disabled person.
He uses racist, what do you call Elizabeth Warren? Yeah. Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Like, he's like openly, like racistly calling people out. Like, the idea that somebody would like categorize him with a medically accurate description of his height and weight ratio, and that's like, well, we really don't want to say mean things about the meanies.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind if she was like, well, he's probably going to die because he is a fatty boom baddie. I'd have been like, yeah, he's a fatty boom baddie. Fatty, fatty, boom, batty. I would have been on board with that.
Oh, man. If she would have jumped up to him just like that guy in fucking Airplane was like, and Trump is getting larger, and then jumped off as she grabbed his belly, that'd been amazing. Amazing.
Do you think he's taking hydroxychloroquine?
I don't know.
I hope to God that he's taking it. I love the idea that he's taking something unproven to treat a disease in order to also prevent the disease.
But it's prophylactic. It doesn't even make any sense.
He doesn't understand the difference between prophylaxis and treatment. Yeah. And like, it's not good for either one, right. But it hasn't even been like preliminarily studied right. as a prophylaxis. So like, I love that idea because it's just like, he's just like, I don't know how any of this works. I'd take a bite. And he, like, I saw the one thing. He's like, it's just a little pill. It's like, well, most medicines are just a little
that's
pill.
How pills work.
What do you think? Like, the bigger pills are more much seriouser?
Newsflash. It's also a little virus, too.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Like, the virus is even smaller than the pill, you dumb motherfucker. Like, oh, I can't get coronavirus. I didn't swallow any coronas.
And you know, here's the the virus is small. The pill is small. And it turns out that's the only correlation between those two things.
Because
it certainly isn't curing or preventing anything. Yeah, what an
Here's
idiot.
The cyanide capsule, you dumb motherfucker.
Oh, gosh. Well, and then also this week, it came out that he is not going to be unveiling Obama's portrait. It's a tradition that they've had since Carter, so 40 years. They've been having...
They also used to show off their IRS statements for a long time.
I know, we break with tradition sometimes. I guess the previous administrations also didn't get foreign governments help either. So there's some things that we've changed along the way.
World.
Yeah, it's been a weird road. But they're not going to be unveiling it. And one of the things that just, and it's because he doesn't like Obama, and maybe because he's racist too, but it's certainly because he doesn't like
Obama. That's probably why he doesn't like Obama.
Yeah, I would imagine both of those things dip heavily into each other. But one of the things that just blows me away about this is the idea that I know people that voted for Trump and still like Trump, right? I know people who do. And I see how he acts petulant, childish, just bitchy, and just so... Just in such a way that is so much that is so unpresidential and so worthy of contempt. And I see how he acts. And I know that those people who voted for him don't act like that, right? They're not like that. But they see this guy do this, and then they somehow think that he's still their guy. And I gotta say, if there was any of that sort of thing coming from my side, I would hope that I would be the first person to say, no, what is wrong with you? Why are you why you're doing that? I mean, I hated George W. Bush. I hated him. But Obama still had him at the White House and did his portrait and said, the presidency transcends our differences, right? You know, he had a conversation and a dialogue with him and honored him at the White House. Instead, you have Trump, who's so childish that he won't do this. And I wonder how those people out in the world can still be like, this is my guy.
Yeah, he's... Like, you have to excuse a level of just pettiness.
Yeah.
Just like, just pointless, non-policy related, mean-spirited pettiness. You just have to excuse that. Or, Cecil, you have to genuinely believe that Obamagate, which is an ill-defined term, which means, I don't want to lose the next election.
Yeah.
Like, you have to believe that Obamagate is a thing. Like, you have to believe that Obama was this horrifying monster of a human being.
Yeah.
I think that's the only...
Yeah. I guess maybe that's it. I guess that's the other...
Because if Obama's really a villain, fuck him.
Yeah. And also today, by the way, Trump visited the Ford plant. We're recording this on Thursday. He visited the Ford plant where they're building ventilators. And he wouldn't wear a mask on camera, but he said he wore one earlier. And... he's not wearing those masks because of the optics. And that's why Pence wasn't wearing those masks. Because I'll tell you what,
Absolutely.
If I was a fucking Democrat and I was running against him, there's no picture I wouldn't show of Trump without that mask on. And there's no picture I wouldn't show of Pence without that mask on. And they recognize that there's that same, for the same reason, the Democrats right now want him to lower the flags to half mast. And he said, preliminarily agreed to do this, but they want a picture of those flags at half mast with nobody around those flags during the quarantine so they can use that during the election season. Because they're going to use right. that for optics to say, look at the fucking, look at what happened.
What's amazing though is like, it's working. Like not wearing the mask is working optically. Like I had a doctor's appointment today. I was in the waiting room. There's two other guys in the waiting room, right? And we're all standing, you know, 12 fucking feet apart. And we're all wearing masks except for one fucking knucklehead. And there's MSNBC is on, which granted, MSNBC is far left-leaning news, sure. right? For sure. So MSNBC is on TV. And there's this fucking knucklehead, Cecil, and he's got his mask. And he's got it like it's a paper mask. And he's got it pulled down all the way to his top lip.
Yeah.
His nose totally exposed. And he's just sitting there and he's fucking yammering at the TV. And like, he's like, oh, MSNBC, huh? All right, well, if it's on MSNBC, you know it must be true. And nobody's talking to this guy. Like, he's just he's just baiting people, right? And so, like, I don't say anything, and this other guy stands there and doesn't say anything. And then, like, the reporter comes on, and the reporter's talking into the camera, and the reporter's wearing a fucking mask, right? And the reporter is clearly, like, out and about. And he's like, oh, wearing a mask. I'm sure he's got to be wearing that mask. He's not 6 feet, like... He can't be like within 6 feet of somebody. These masks are just bullshit. These masks don't do anything. This is all just overblown. This is all just made up. And this is a guy sitting in the fucking doctor's office, like with a mask because he knows he has to have one or they won't let him in, you know, but he's just like wearing it just barely, just the fucking littlest bit he can. There are still like so many people that don't believe this is happening. Like that don't believe like, that 94,000 people in Illinois are sick, like confirmed.
Yeah.
There are still people that don't believe 100,000 people have died just in America alone. Like there are people that don't think this is happening right now. And like, I don't get it. Do they think that like every governor across 50 states shut the economy down and put 40 million people out of work just on a whimsy?
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. It's amazing to think, like, that the CDC and the WHO and, like, every reputable news source, every single reputable news source is reporting almost exclusively every day just on this pandemic and its effects, like, locally and worldwide. And, like, then you still have people who look at the leader, and if the leader's not wearing a mask, then Cecil, the mask is bullshit.
Yeah.
And if it's bullshit, then the guy in charge is saying it's bullshit, then you know who's to blame when I'm out of work. It's not that guy who's also not wearing a mask. It's my governor.
Yeah.
It's the Democrats. It's the, you know, it's the deep state CDC, right? The CDC is now lumped into the deep state, Cecil. The fucking CDC is now lumped into the deep state conspiracy shit.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like what's blowing my mind is like, it's working.
Yeah.
It shouldn't work, man. Like, it shouldn't work. Like, we should be smart enough to see through this.
We sell sex dolls, female dolls, male dolls, and then smaller toys as well. We have feet that you can also, they have, like, vaginas in the, where the ankles would be. So imagine you cut them off at the ankles, and then there's vaginas in, the, like in that part.
Do you think of someday expanding your business to have other body parts with vaginas that you can in them?
So this story comes from the LA Times. South Korean soccer team fined for using sex dolls in place of fans in empty stadium. This story is exactly what it sounds like, guys. Like, lest you think that there is, like, a lot more nuance to this story. There is not much more nuance to this story. Like, they put sex dolls in the stands to make it look like there was, like, fans blow up sex dolls and they're like holding up signs. Like, I fucking love it because they're like holding up signs.
They got
and shit.
Signs. These ones have hair. Like, these are high end sex dolls. These are not.
Yeah. These are, you're right, Cecil. I was mistaken. These are not shitty blow up, like, you know, novelty store sex dolls. These are like Heath Enright reproductive mates.
These are absolutely really expensive sex dolls. And if some people are making fun of, I'm not making fun of sex dolls here. I mean, fuck, your hand is a crudely drawn sex doll. I mean, let's be real honest. Like,
okay, yeah. I draw those little Ziploc guys on my fingers before I go to town.
I draw a little hand like the old timey ones at the where you move you know what I'm talking about, Tom, where you hold your hand with a fist and then you paint lips.
Big boy.
You paint lips on your thumb and your index finger. And
then, hello. Looks like somebody's lonely.
Open wide.
I fucking love this. Like, one of the things that is entertaining as hell about the pandemic is like all the like half-ass, and we're gonna talk about a bunch of them, like the crazy half-ass solutions to like, well, we want the world to look like it's not a pandemic, so put like seven sex dolls in a stadium that holds like 30,000 people. But like, because it would, like, if there were seven people there, you would be like, well, that's just sad. But seven sex dolls?
Seven sex dolls, that's a party.
There is actually nothing. Sex dolls are one of the only things that actually is lonelier the more of them there are. Like, it's just.
The one thing I wonder about this is like, why they put masks on them? it's either A, to show solidarity with the people at home, or it's to cover their O face. It's one or the other, and I don't know which one it is. But there's masks on each one.
It's just like, well, we don't want them to look like what they are. I like that they couldn't even use mannequins, because mannequins don't bend into the seat, right?
Yeah, mannequins don't bend into the seat. You know, it occurs to me, Tom, with their face in sort of an O position, is that they could be screaming, goal! So that would make sense. That would make sense.
You know what
fit.
I would love more than anything in the world to see, Cecil? I would love to see an entire stadium filled with Garys. just standing there, open mouth, screaming in silence.
Gary's whole family, because that's a line of mannequins. A line of mannequins is Gary's whole family.
Is there any better mascot for the pandemic than a silent scream into the void?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is, you know, Gary is scary as he is. Like, Gary's a terrifying individual. But Gary would be 1,000 times scarier if he was posable. Like, he would be 1,000 times scarier. Because right now actually, Gary had an accident this week. I went to move him. I picked him up to move him. And he literally fell apart.
He's so old.
I have to figure out how to put him back together. But his torso is 100% not connected to the rest of him anymore. And so now I have to figure out.
He got Humpty Dumpty.
I have to figure out how to fix Gary. I'm actually, it's going to be one or two things. Either we fix Gary completely or we just use his torso from now on. I don't know which one it's going to be. But Gary's.
All I care about is that we never get a new Gary. Yeah. That we just keep. Like, I want him to have a fucking eye patch and duct tape.
Yeah. If you don't know who Gary is, you have to go to our website, dissonancepod.com. Actually, the front picture on our website, the hero image, when you load up our website, you will see Gary as our mannequin. He stands in between us, dissonancepod.com. You can see him if you're not familiar with who Gary is, but that's who it is. Did you see the UFC the other day? Did you watch the UFC?
No, I did not. I read about
free
it.
Free UFC the other day. Nobody in the audience. They did three of them already down in Jacksonville because Jacksonville's allowing these things to happen. And they did three in a row where there's nobody in the audience, but the sport still happens. And I gotta say, I fucking sat here the other night, watched the UFC. I haven't seen a lot of sports recently.
Yeah.
I watched the Michael Jordan the Bulls documentary, and that was great. But then I haven't had a chance to watch anything really sports related, and I'm a sports fan. And this was on, and I had a great time just watching it. It's really weird for them to be in a completely silent ring. And then all the announcers are all 6 feet away from each other. And they all do a split screen. So they look like they're next to each other. And so but it was great. But I think that we're going to see more sports do that, because they're going to want to fire up a couple of these sports that took breaks just decided to take a break. They're going to fire those back up. And they're going to figure out a way to
quarantine all the players.
Yeah, they're
going
to figure out a way to either quarantine the players, or they're going to figure out a way to just be like, well, you get tested every game, and, you know, hopefully we don't see a giant spike of this go through our athletes. It's different with players in the NBA than it is with the UFC, because UFC, you don't fight every day. You fight every 6 months. So with them, you could feasibly show up, get the coronavirus, and not infect anybody else around you, essentially. But if you played every day, then you could then infect the next team and the next team and the next team. So there's definitely some thought that needs to go into that. That's different from how the UFC handles stuff.
What is 5G? It's a super fast network that runs through the air. You know what else goes through the air? Coronavirus. What else goes through the air? Superman. And what burger did I eat while watching the last Superman movie? Five Guys. Five Guys. 5G. I rest my case.
All right, so this story comes from Ars Technica. Cell tower attacks by idiots who claim 5G spreads COVID-19 reportedly hit U.S. So we had covered this a while back when this was happening in the U.K., and this is based on a bullshit internet conspiracy theory that, like, 5G is a kind of special radiation that makes you particularly susceptible to the coronavirus, and that if we have 5G cell towers, that we will have like clusters of, like, we'll just have more susceptibility to coronavirus.
But would you,
that's what's going to happen.
Would you have 4/5 of it with 4G? Like, that's the kids.
Yeah. Cause it's like, that's a Trump thing, right? It's like, right. 5 is more than 4. Yeah. 5 is the more G's. You need more G's. The problem with your phone, C, is there's not enough G's. When you start up your phone,
more
maybe
G's
you had 3.
Got.
That was years ago. Good. Look, not great. Better is 4.
I don't know if you heard the song, but it's nothing but a G thing, baby. That was about coronavirus.
You get the first cell phone. That was OG. That was good. Not great. Not going to lie. Put in a bag. Very big. Zach Morris and I both had them. God. Loved them.
Yeah, no, man, this is so stupid. These people are now, they're like actually like going after. I saw stories where they're going after people that are on the towers too. And
yeah, like servicing them.
Yeah, man, we're in this weird place where there's so much disinformation out there, where people who are, even people who are, you would think, thinking people, I'm seeing on my Facebook feed people that have friended me from the show, and I'm seeing, you know, RFID stuff where they're talking about vaccines and RFIDs. And I'm just
What does RFID have to do with
vaccines? I don't know, but it has to do with Bill Gates, RFID, and vaccines. And one of the things that just blows me away with that idea is just like, motherfucker, do you carry a cell phone? Because let me tell you, you don't need anything in your blood to be an RFID chip for you if you carry a cell phone. If you voluntarily carry a cell phone places, they know where you're at. They know what you like.
They
know what you look at. They know what, I mean, there's so many times that I will see something on my, I will type something on my fucking computer. Like, I'm looking for, I saw a guy recently on this TV show, a cooking show I watch, have a knife, and it was an interesting looking knife. It was like a half cleaver. And I was wondering what the kind of knife that was. So I typed in half cleaver and did some searching, and I came up with it's a Japanese style knife that has a blunted end for vegetables. So it has a blunted, no point, but it's a sharp knife with bevels in it, and you use it to cut vegetables. So it's like a Santoku, but it's a little different. And I had never seen one before. And so I found out the name of the knife, and I typed it in, and I typed it into the browser. Within seconds, my Facebook feed, when I went to look at my phone, was all knife ads. Every single one of them was knife ads. So they don't need, like they don't need to go in my blood to know what's going on in my mind. Like, they just need to know. All I have to do is type 5 things in a computer and it will fucking tailor my ads for months now.
Yeah. We tell them what's going on in our mind every day.
Yep.
Every single day, we tell our phone and then our phone does not keep it to itself.
Nope.
Our phone is like, this is what Tom is interested in. Like, can you think of anything more intimate at this point than your search history?
Right.
Your search history tells, like I would, like, you could read every text message, but like, the most intimate thing you can have from somebody is their search history. You know what they're worried about. You know their fucking medical, like, curiosities. You know, like you'll know everything about somebody.
Sure.
From a download and a reference.
I mean, if you looked at mine, you would know, is pus leaking out of your penis bad? I type that in a lot. And I haven't gotten a good answer from WebMD yet. Not one that I like. And when I get one that I like and I pull it from the hat, I'll use that one. Yeah, no. Yeah, you're absolutely right, though. You're 100% right. It's and you type that willingly into a computer. So the idea that you're so fucking terrified that someone's going to put an RFID chip in it. Do you remember when they fucking first came out with the iPass? For people who don't know what the iPass is, iPass is a way to pay for your fucking tolls in Illinois because we fucking can't pay for our own roads. You got to keep paying. It's like a fucking, we have a fucking rent to buy system with roads. It's a fucking rent a center of roads is Illinois. There's like five fucking tollways.
It is because you never pay it off.
Yeah, you never pay it
off.
It's rent a center. It's fucking rent a center. Nobody could afford the TV, but we all wanted the TV. And so we went to rent a center. We got the stupid TV and now we're paying it off until the end of time.
We'll be buried in the TV.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening. This fucking, these roads, there's so many of them, and they're a fucking arm and a leg to travel down, right? They're not cheap at all. And so we have this thing that makes it easier. And basically what they did was I don't know how many states have. I know the multi-Midwest state area all takes our version of this RFID chip to pay for the toll. But I don't know how far it goes in all directions. And I don't know what states have and don't have it. But I will say, but this little chip allows you to drive through the toll rather than stop at the toll, right? So you normally have to stop and pay either credit card or change or dollars or whatever, talk to a
now
human being.
Now can you imagine throwing enough change into that
they
thing?
They don't even have them
you
now.
Just be like hucking handfuls of quarters.
They don't even have those people now because they said it because of COVID. Like they just bill you now. So they don't even have the all the big scare back in the day of like they know where I'm going to be. Is 100% because they take a photo of your license plate as you go through and they keep that data to know where you're at. But I remember everybody was saying, oh man, they're going to know where I'm at. And I was wondering, I'm like, well, who cares? So what? So I drove. What? They're not going to mine that data for you. Like, who cares if they know where you're at? Like, what are you doing that requires, I should know what's happening in your life if that's going to scare you. We should be a little more open with each other to know why you're afraid that people know where you're at. I never understood it.
It's funny though, because there definitely is a trade-off where we sacrifice little amounts of privacy and liberty in order to have different conveniences.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? And I think what you're pointing out with the iPass thing was like, that was kind of like, we're going to give it to them. They're going to know like where we were. Oh, Tom was on I-88 at like 8:42 AM. And it's like, all right, that is not useful information for anyone. That's an alibi if somebody accuses me of murder, maybe.
Yeah,
that could work in my favor, right? Like, okay, all right. Well, like, and it's funny because like there was this fucking giant uproar about that, right? And then we all got cell phones and we really like our phone. And our phone does so much more data mining of like vastly more intimate information. And we give it away for free and we know that bad actors use it. And we're all just like,
yeah, but I like words with friends.
I like, yeah, we're just like, well, I like that part. And then it's like, well, the vaccines are going to have RFID chips. It's like, well, you're just mad because you're not getting enough for your money.
Yeah.
That's what you're not getting enough for your money. You're getting a vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah. And the vaccines will not have RFID chips because it's stupid. There's no reason to put them in you. You carry one willingly around with you.
Exactly. It's just like, we are so fucking stupid. We're going to have a hard time building better technology because idiots are afraid. And it's like the only thing that's going to get us out of this mess is technology.
Yep. That's going to be the thing that saves you.
There's no world where it's going to be like, well, maybe if we didn't innovate,
look, man,
we would have a solution.
If these fucking people won't even wear a mask, do you think that they'll do anything technological?
Oh my God. That's true. That's true, because like right now we're doing the same thing they did in 1918.
Yeah.
We're literally engaging until a vaccine comes along. We are literally engaging in the exact same methodologies that we did 102 years ago. We're wearing masks, we're practicing social distancing, and we're, you know, putting the poor into poverty even further. That's like what we do. That's our pandemic plan. Like, what about poor people? I don't know, fuck them. That's pandemic time.
Pandemic.
That's it.
I tried to clean my ass in the middle of the night with the hose in the driveway, and I went viral.
Okay, let's call it. Henriette and Nan, we don't need you to be on any Zoom calls.
Thank God.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank God.
Hey, does anybody know where I can find Nan's hose video?
Yeah, I'll send it to everybody.
Cecil, been on a lot of Zoom and teleconference calls recently?
I think everybody has.
Who am I?
I think everybody has.
You know, it's amazing how ubiquitous seems to have become. This next story is like, this is some fucking 1984 shit.
It so is.
The level of like,
it so is.
Disconnect from humanity is so deep.
Yeah.
Man sentenced to death in Singapore on Zoom call. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, they said that they're gonna hang him because he was dealing drugs. Once they deliver the verdict, David Caruso puts on his glasses. He's like, looks like they just hung up. Yeah!
Oh, on a Zoom call.
God.
Like, it's like, look me in the fucking eye. Okay. Just look me in the webcam. When you.
All right, Tom.
Shit.
Tom, question for you. What's worse? Getting broken up with over text or being sentenced to death via Zoom call? Which is worse? You know, being broken up with over instant messenger or losing your life. Do they put you in a, now I gotta ask too, and Zoom, do they put you in a breakout room when they kill you? Like, do they like, they put you on the side?
Oh my man. God. It would be kind of amazing if they just killed the guy with a drone. They just like, just everything about it. Like, it's just everything is just his fucking
computer just snaps on his head like a bear trap and kills him. Like, that's what we have nowadays. Just sentient beast that's in front of you. And the moment someone decides, they're like, sorry, you've been sentenced to death via Zoom call. It just comes to life and bites their face off.
Chop, 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 chop. Or like, if they'd be like, okay, we got him on a trap door that just like drops him into like the fucking pit, like the Sarlacc pit or whatever. Oh my God, I hit the wrong button. I trap doored him.
Oh,
I trap doored him. I meant to mute him. Oh man. Oh,
why did they put those two buttons next to each other? Doesn't even make any sense.
I didn't even need that button for this call.
Jeez. They should have put one button on one side and one on the other for both of those. Don't put the mute next to the trap door. That's stupid.
Oh, Singapore is not fucking around,
man.
Like, here in Illinois, our courthouses aren't even open.
Yeah.
Like, our courthouses are closed. Like, you can't, like, we're just like, we'll get it. We'll get
I'll tell
to
you what, though. You know? They're just still moving on. They're like, no, we're going to do it. We're going to keep going. I wonder, too.
We're not going to not kill somebody because
of
a pandemic.
Come on, guys. We're gonna have UFC with nobody in the crowd, and we're gonna kill people over Zoom. We are not stopping things for this virus. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I love that we're not stopping the violent thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're just like, we will have our pound of flesh. God damn it.
I wonder if they had like a paid copy or if they had to use the free trial.
Oh.
Trial version.
Oh.
Trial. Because it's a court. Oh. Anyway.
Wouldn't it be great if he got sentenced to death because he just didn't read the terms and conditions page when he downloaded Zoom?
POS? He said just yes. Like, he checked yes to getting hanged. He's just like,
oh, I never should have agreed to that without reading it. Oh my God.
These. It's so stupid. I just thought it was another pop-up. What the fuck?
Now they're going to know exactly where I'm hanged because I have an RFID chip inside my vaccines.
Whatever street she's walking down, everybody turns around and says, hello, nurse.
So this story comes from the New York Post and may or may not even be real. It's just fucking absurd, so I thought it was great. I'm going to read it. Hot nurse disciplined for wearing bra and panties under see-through PPE gown. And I just love the way they wrote this.
Oh, yeah.
This naughty nurse is going viral.
This
is such an old man's paper. Like when you read this, it is such an old man. Like I almost expect to see a fucking gif of this nurse getting chased by Benny Hill with Yakety Sax in the background. Like, I mean, dead serious. It is the way this is written, hot nurse disciplined. You're just like, okay, okay, calm
Somebody's
down.
Somebody's clicking on a banner
calm
ad.
Calm down, buddy. Calm down.
Yeah. A nurse in Russia was suspended from the hospital where she worked in Tula, 100 miles south of Moscow, when she arrived at her shift in the all-male coronavirus patient wing with no clothing save for her skivvies under her transparent PPE. Those guys are having a hard enough time breathing. Yeah. Like, you don't need to get them all excited and worked up.
They're all fanning themselves trying to get more oxygen.
The unidentified staffer told her managers at Tula Regional Clinical Hospital that she was too hot to wear clothing underneath the head-to-toe vinyl gown. That does not work for me, by the way, when I go out in public naked.
You know? Sorry, I was warm. Like, I was a little warm.
Yeah, whatever. I know I'm at the grocery store, sir. Whatever. Why do you think I'm standing in the freezer aisle? It was hot. Air conditioner broke. I'm just airing out the junk. The incident was first reported by a local news outlet that I don't care about. While there were reportedly, quote, no complaints from her patients, hospital...
no complaints. You know, it's like,
if you're going to die, it's like, you know what? Like, maybe the view should be improved. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, maybe... All right. Hospital chiefs punished the nearly nude nurse for non-compliance. I love the alliteration. With the requirements for medical clothing, the nurse claimed she did not realize that her underwear was showing through the PPE.
Oh, come on.
Come the fuck on. She's basically not dressed any more scantily clad than like every Halloween costume ever.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Yeah.
Like the naughty nurse Halloween costume at Spirit Halloween is far more revealing
than
this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've seen many Halloween costumes that are more revealing than this. It looks like, you know, like she's wearing... what looks like maybe swimsuit bottoms or you can't see the back. So you don't know what's going on in the back there, but it looked like swimsuit bottoms and maybe a sports bra. That's kind of,
it's not that
it doesn't
really
look
at all,
that risque.
Actually.
I mean, you could probably easily see this level of skin at any CrossFit.
Yeah. Actually that's 100% true. Yeah. Go to any CrossFit gym. This is like more than they're wearing and working out for sure. Yeah. This is more than you wear. This is more than you'd see at the beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, she's wearing a giant fucking raincoat over it. Like, the PPE. Who's like, yeah, baby, take it off. Then put on a tarp. That's what I like to see. A shapeless, colorless tarp.
I love it when they take off. They put on their little lingerie. And then they put the tarp over. The tarp is called a sleaze guard.
Actually, it's convenient that she wears the PPE because then you can just lay that down and oil the whole thing up and you got your... It's like a fucking mattress protector you're carrying with you.
Squirt it right out of there. Just point it right out of there.
Well, welcome back to the last part of our online worship experience from St. Muda Parish Church. The last section we call waiting, and it's a great thing to pause in the presence of God and to ask the question, Lord God, what are you saying to us? And then, of course, to wait for an answer. I've just been pausing between these... Oh, dear, I just caught fire. Oh, my word.
So this story comes from...
I found another one from HuffPo underneath.
Okay, this story comes from HuffPo.
Yeah, because I saw that one and I was like, is that true? Well, at least HuffPo is going to kind of be true. I don't know.
Right. Pastor who claimed to cure coronavirus with faith dies of coronavirus.
He gave all his faith to other people, Tom. That's what happened is he gave it all away. And then he died.
I should have saved some of that faith.
Damn it.
I should have taken prophylactic faith.
I should have kept the faith. Yeah.
Well, George Michael's safe. Yeah, exactly. God damn it.
I know he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's definitely not.
That joke didn't land.
Yeah.
A pastor and former presidential candidate in Cameroon who claimed he had cured coronavirus via laying hands has reportedly died of the infection.
It might not have been a good idea to touch people.
He should have laid hands through Zoom calls. It would have been right. So much more safe.
He should have been like, can you imagine how great this would be right now to be a fucking bullshit artist Reiki healer?
Oh my gosh.
You're like, oh. Like, I know you can't go to like the regular doctor or the movies or get a massage or enjoy your life, but I can get on Zoom and touch your fucking Zoom energy.
Yeah.
Oogada boogada boogada boo.
Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah. Did you see this last week? Like, one of the pastors or priests in New York was shooting holy water with a squirt gun at people. Did you see this?
I did not. That's amazing.
He was in a mask and is full on like, marriage is what brings us together today, garb. And he's like, pew, 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 shooting fucking. It was amazing.
So I want to read part of this. It says, according to the BBC, this guy's family and followers had planned to contest the death ruling and keep his body for his resurrection.
You could just do that. You could just say,
just,
you know,
a little bit dead.
Isn't that? Could I trade it in for maybe get a couple of dead ones and trade it for a live one? Like, is that? Could I just? Is it like trading ones with the cashier for a $2 bill for your crappy $1 bill? Is that what that's like?
What is it, son? I don't know, sir, but it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
Pecker!
Oh, where?
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It has a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
This story just makes me happy, Cecil. This is from the County Gazette.
Yeah, if you can't have fun now, then forget it.
They just, you know... Police discovered giant penis mown into West Cornwall Field.
Cornhole Field? What's that?
It's Police hunting a suspect with a drone were shocked to capture images of a giant penis plowed into a field. Like, you gotta just, you know, more than anything else, I don't want to be a journalist, but what I do want to do is have journalists give me their stories to write the color for.
No kidding, right?
You know?
I was surprised they didn't put in here, well, there's grass on the field, play ball. You know, I figured that would have made its way in here somewhere.
Officers stumbled across the rude, phallus-shaped design, which they say caught them completely by surprise.
It's crude, but not rude. Come on.
And I read that. I thought, like, that's because, and guys, listen up. A surprise dick pic is always rude. It doesn't matter how you send it.
That's true.
Nobody wants that.
So true, man.
The Devon and Cornwall police drone team shared the image on social media, which has since gone viral. I love it. Like, oh my. Take a picture and share it on social
exactly.
media.
Exactly.
Take a picture and share it on Facebook. And it is what it is. It's just a giant fucking dong that somebody mowed into the field. Like, if I had a field and didn't mow a giant dong into it, I feel like that would be irresponsible.
Right? Exactly. Like, you feel like you would almost have to do that at least once, and now's a perfect time to do it. You got plenty of time on your hands.
Yeah, there's no chance that if you give me harvesting equipment, that I am not drawing fucking rude shapes with harvesting
equipment. It would be hilarious. You know how those guys did all those, they faked all those corn, those circles, the crop circles or whatever?
Oh,
I think
my
it'd be
God.
Awesome if you went into fields and faked this with big giant dicks. Where you crop circled giant dicks in there, but instead of using planks, you got to use those big monster dildos from AdamandEve.com. Just use those to work your way across.
Cecil, if you were
going to
get a giant monster dildo, where would you get it?
You go to AdamandEve.com, you type in Glory at checkout, you can get 50% off almost any item, but you don't have to take 50% and not put it all inside of you. I mean, you can get 50% off, but then put it all in, and all you have to do is to enter the code word Glory at checkout, you get free shipping. And a bunch of free stuff, too, a bunch of extra free stuff. Glory at checkout, Cognitive Dissonance loves Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve loves Cognitive Dissonance. Gloria, checkout.
Just needed to mention that when you enter offer code Gloria at checkout, you get 10 tantalizing free gifts. A sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And 6 free spicy movies plus free shipping. That's Glory, G-L-O-R-Y. Offer code Gloria at checkout at AdamandEve.com. Okay, back to the show.
Pizza the Hut! Well... If it isn't Lone Star and his sidekick, Puke.
That's barf.
Barf, Puke, whatever. Where's my money?
So this is just weird. This is from foodandwine.com. And I've actually seen this and versions of this in a couple of different places. Trying to support a local pizza joint just to make sure it isn't actually Chuck E. Cheese. So, like,
oh God.
Here's the thing. Like, there are giant chain, and, like, in this case, like, literally the worst chain possible. They're the lowest quality pizza. Can you actually think of a lower quality pizza than CC's. Chuck E. Cheese? My kids fucking love CC's. So funny that you say that. My kids, that's our ordering pizza place of choice.
Shut up. No way. Really?
Yeah. It's so funny that you say that. Yeah, we order pizza from CC's, and I love CC's because I can order a pizza for both of the boys. Like, all three boys eat pizza, right? And I do it frequently every other Friday. So I order pizza, and you can get two large pizzas from CC's for, like, $11 or something. It's so cheap. It's like, you can't afford not to buy it. It's so fucking cheap. And it arrives, and the kids have no palate. So they have no idea that they're eating, like, cardboard and grease and ketchup.
That is the,
and, like, plumber's caulk.
I used to hang out. It's the worst tub.
It's so bad.
Every Tuesday night, we game, right? So we're gaming. It's my gaming group. And they decide, we used to go to a restaurant before this. Someone would come home, and then we, like, because you'd always waiting for somebody to get home to open a door so that you could go into somebody's house, right? So that's where, because we'd always congregate at somebody's house. And so beforehand, we used to get together at like 5 o'clock in the evening, and we'd have dinner, and then we'd go game for a couple hours, and then we'd all leave. Well, we were doing it at this local restaurant in a town called Plainfield, and the restaurant was a Greasy Spoon, Golden Pancake or something it was called, something like that. You know, just one of those.
Yeah.
It's like a basic, very simple restaurant. And everybody was fine with it. And then one week somebody said, hey, let's try CC's next week. And I remember saying, I don't want to go to CC's because I'd never been to CC's before, but it did not look like a thing I wanted to do. And he said, look, it's like a buffet. It's everything you want. At least the one by there was a buffet, I guess. I guess they have a buffet there. I don't know. But it was a buffet. You paid, I think it was $5 and as much pizza you could eat. And so I show up next week and I got a piece of pizza.
You're counting on that being
pretty low. I got a piece
of
pizza. And I took one bite of it and I looked across the table at the guy who said, he's like, it's pretty good, right? And I said, no, this is the worst pizza I've ever eaten in my entire goddamn life. It was seriously worse than when I was growing up and there was like pizza in the cafeteria at school. It was worse than that. And that pizza, you're not sure was actually cooked in an oven. You think maybe it was always this warm. It's just like you're not sure if it was actually cooked at all.
It's just, it was warmed up in the armpit of a lunch lady. Like,
exactly. It's the worst. And that pizza was better. It had the little rabbit turd sausage on it back in the day. Yeah. The worst. It's genuinely the worst. And I took a bite of this pizza and I said, I cannot believe how bad this pizza is. I am incredulous to how bad this pizza was. And the guy said, well, it's only $5. And I said, it's $5. That's overpaid. I was like, that's a full $5 overpaid for this pizza.
So here's the deal on the story. Like,
oh, I got to read you a tweet. Read you a tweet before we move on. Chuck E. Cheese. I got to read you a tweet. This is my favorite tweet. This was about Chuck E. Cheese. Hi, welcome to Chuck E. Cheese. Everything is visibly dirty and our mascot is a rat. Eat some pizza near a sneezing child. if that isn't their fucking tagline, you have a giant rat. It's a giant rat. It's a rat, though. Like, nobody thought that through. Nobody was like, no, a mouse is bad for fucking food service industry.
Well, it's funny because I never have thought of Chuck E. Cheese. I always thought of the food as like an ancillary afterthought to the games.
Yeah.
And I've always thought of Chuck E. Cheese actually as like the child version of off the strip bad casinos in Vegas.
Oh, perfect. That's a perfect analogy. Absolutely.
It's like everything it's dirty fucking, one-armed bandits everywhere.
Absolutely.
That's it. It's where people like go to chain smoke and die.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
So I've always thought of like the food is like the consolation prize. Like you're there, you got to eat something. It may like they were going to force feed. The idea that somebody would order in Chuck E. Cheese literally has never occurred to me until like you start looking at Grubhub and like these other deliveries and you're like, you would order that on purpose.
Yeah.
Like on purpose. you have other choices like going hungry tonight or like slamming your head in a fucking van door until you were rendered unconscious. Like, you could do that or you could eat Chuck E. Cheese.
Jesus. Well, but the problem is that they tricked people. That's why this is why this is crazy, is because they called the name of the restaurant Pasquale's, I guess.
Pasquale's.
Pasquale's. But it turns out like that's the rat's middle name or something. Like, it's like Chuck E. Pasquale Cheese or something. And they're like, yeah, it's Pasquale's. And then they did a reverse search to find out, because somebody was like, this pizza tastes like Chuck E. Cheese. It's the worst. I thought I was fucking paying for a local restaurant, and it's fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
You open the box and start shitting yourself. You're like, that's Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it's just full of those fucking gross balls with boogers on them in there or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? The fucking ball pit. Jesus Christ. Nasty little fucks. Sneezing all over the place. God damn it.
This is happening more and more. I've seen a bunch of articles where like big chain businesses are not being patronized as much. And so they're putting themselves up on these delivery services as different business.
Fuck names. That though. That's bullshit. You know, I don't want to fucking, if I want to get like support a local business, I want to order from, you know, like Henry the Ace Delicious Sandwiches, and I don't want to find out it's fucking Burger King. You know what I mean? Like, what the
right.
fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a total bullshit, sneaky ass way to like prey on people's better instincts to support the little guy.
Yeah.
It's a really fucking kind of shitty, evil thing to do. And then when it's all over, the worst part is you ended up with Chuck E. Cheese's pizza that you paid actual money for.
Do I have proof? No. Do I have articles? No.
But your mind is made up without any information.
My mind is made up.
Good enough for me.
So this story comes from Right Wing Watch. Oregon Republicans nominate QAnon believer for U.S. Senate.
Oh my God, is this Michelle Bachmann's cousin or is this Michelle Bachmann's cousin?
Holy shit, I didn't notice it until you just said so. It's Holy totally Michelle shit. Bachmann's cousin.
It is Michelle O'Bachman. That's who this
is. It is Michelle O'Bachman's cousin. Oh my God, look at that. Actually, like her name is actually kind of worse because like, not only do I not want to live in a world where Republicans are in charge.
Right, sure.
Nor do I want to live in a world where like conspiracy theorists are in charge. But I don't want to live in a world where we unironically elect somebody named Joe Ray Perkins. Nobody named Joe Ray is ever going to be in charge of me for anything.
If you named a business Joe Ray Perkins, it would be it would be a handy massage with hash browns. That's what it would be.
Hash browns and a happy ending at Joe Ray Perkins. Come on down to Joe Ray Perkins. Get some jerky and a jerkin.
Biscuits and you provide the gravy.
But if it's lumpy, we're kicking you out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God damn it.
Safety standards, God damn Cecil.
It. You got to run it through a Safety sieve. Standard. That's why you do that. Get rid of all those lumps. The thing that's crazy to me is that, do you think 15 years ago, I don't know if it's true or not, because like the Tea Party, now that I think back, the Tea Party was just as crazy as some of these people, right?
As the QAnon?
Yeah.
Oh,
the Tea Party was just as crazy as some of these people. Yep. So I was going to say, how could this happen? And would this happen 15 years ago? But yeah, it would.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I think like the Tea Party really like set the stage for. I mean, not really, 15 like,
years ago, but still,
like,
yeah, that's 12 years ago, right?
Yeah. The Tea Party really like, well, I don't know, isn't it 15? Because it was, well, no, you're probably right. But yeah, the Tea Party really like set the stage and like primed the pump for all this crap.
Yeah.
Like the Tea Party, like what the Tea Party really did, I think, is it let the crazy right-wing nut job lunatics have a significant political voice because they proved that they could band together over like a series of like half-heartedly collected poor ideas and somehow coalesce into a political powerhouse.
And none of those things that they were criticizing Barack Obama for were true or useful. A lot of them were racist. They had racist undertones, or they were just patently false. I mean, you know, calling Barack Obama a communist is one of the funniest fucking things anybody could do. You're just like, he's not a communist. Holy shit, communist. Are you crazy? People on the left
don't even like Barack Obama.
Right. Yeah.
They're like
true communists are like, that man is a capitalist pig.
Exactly. Everybody that's like far, far left is like, fuck Barack Obama. Nobody is thinking, well, he was a centrist in their opinion. In a lot of ways, he was a centrist.
He was a centrist in everybody's opinion.
And a lot of opinions. So it's like, he's a centrist. So it's like, yeah, of course he was farther left than your crazy right wing people, but that's easy. That's easy to be.
I am amazed, not amazed. That's the wrong word. Cause I'm not surprised and amazed, like amazed. The word amazed sort of denotes that there is some amount of like shock and surprise. And I'm not there anymore, but I am like disheartened to a degree, which I find astonishing that like, the fact that somebody holds like wildly, like horrifyingly, tragically, provably untrue information close to their heart is not in any way disqualifying. Like the QAnon shit is so, it's not like, oh, we have a difference of opinion and I think, you know, money should go to the middle class and they'll spend it and that'll create economic churn, which will, you know, raise the boats for everybody. And you think if we give rich people money, they won't buy boats and stick it in the stock market like they do every fucking year. Like, that's a difference.
You can't even give credence to one side of the argument.
I can't because it's a bullshit side.
You can't even give them a boat. You're just like, no, your argument is stupid. It's stupid.
That trickle-down economics has been tried and tested. It doesn't work. It never was going to.
Amazing.
It was always a lie to give money to rich people.
So funny. Exactly. Exactly.
It was always a lie.
You're never going to get either of us to be like, no, I can't. No, we can't. But anyway, I get what you mean, right?
QAnon, and she's not like maybe a little like,
no.
I'm kind of giving it some time. Like, here's some things that this woman has said. Quote, we're in this together. It's all for one. So let's make it happen. As all of us Q people like to say, where we go one, we go all. I stand with President Trump. I stand with Q and the team.
The squad.
Thank you, Anons. And thank you, Patriots. And together we can save our republic. There's only 100 senators.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
She's like, she could be.
She's one in 100.
One of the most powerful people. She's not even in the House, man, where there's 432 of them. Like, she's in the fucking, she's potentially going to be in the Senate, a more significantly more powerful and august body.
This isn't an Oregon Senate seat either. This is a United States Senate seat.
Right.
This isn't just it isn't even that, right? This is a United States Senator, one in 100 people in the United States. And, you know, what I hate about Q's marketing is, you know, you could say, I stand with Q and the squad. Squad has a Q in it. Team doesn't. What are you, an idiot? What is wrong with you?
Oh, God.
This makes me crazy, though, that these people, they exist. That they exist and that they thrive in our political system. That they saw. I mean, in fucking Illinois, you got a goddamn Nazi running. And then fucking, you know, and don't get me wrong. All across the country, there's some Nazis running. I mean, let's be fucking real honest. But, you know, fucking Steve King is running in Iowa. There's a fucking Nazi for you.
Nazi.
But, But, you know, you got crazy people. You got fucking blatant racists. You just, like, I mean, I just cannot believe at this point we're stuck with what we have. That somehow that is the best that we have to rule this nation. It's not. It's just a bunch of weirdos and racists. And how is that possible? And, like, how did you get through the strainer? I don't even get it.
The thing is, like, the world is full of, like, incredible, bright, talented, multi-talented people. Like there's like, if you only need to find 532 unbelievably talented people, that's actually, and you have more than one generation of people to pick from. That's not even a difficult thing to do. Like, the world is full of people who like Pete Buttigieg, right? Like him or lump him. Like, you can't say he's not bright. Like, the guy speaks like 8 languages and is like incredibly well educated and is well spoken. And like, you don't have to like him. You don't have to ever want to have voted for him, but you can't deny that, like, okay, That's a guy who's real fucking smart. Just real fucking smart. The thing is, like, we created a democracy, and I'm going to say, like, I've become convinced that democracy is a bullshit system when democracy has no prerequisites for its leadership. Maybe the people should get to vote, but they shouldn't get to vote on just any old schmuck who raises their hand and says, well, golly, I'd like to be in charge.
Man, let me tell you.
Like, maybe you should have to have a fucking degree in not being a goddamned idiot.
I'd be way more happy right now if we were just doing it where everybody took a month on, where it's like jury duty and you just got randomly selected. I'd be happier than the fucking leadership we currently have. At least then you'd at least feel some sort of gravity. Wouldn't you feel some gravity if they called on you and said, Tom, you're a senator next month? And you'd be like, well, what the fuck? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you dedicate every moment of your life to that 1 month project? I know I would. I know I wouldn't want to be the guy in Wikipedia that was like, holy shit, that's Cecil. What a terrible senator he was for a month. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, but you know, like, Cecil, like, first of all, like, I think a lot of people wouldn't do what you would do. Like, most people are just, I've just come around to the idea that, like, most people are just no fucking good, man. And, like, maybe we shouldn't have built a system that, like, implicitly tries to pretend that all people are really equal. Because it's not true. We're equal in terms of, like, rights and respect, but we're not equally talented. We're just not. And we're not equally, like, we don't all have the same level of intellect and experience and education. And, like, maybe there needs to be some prerequisites. Maybe I'd rather live in an elitist world that's an actual, like, meritocracy rather than in a democracy. Like, because if this is what I get when you can just, like, raise your hand and all the local yokels raise their hand and they're like, I'll take that Q supporter. That's a person that shouldn't be immediately disqualified.
What makes me crazy is, like, I know I couldn't run because I have a studio called Glory Hole Studios, right? I know I could never run.
Yeah.
I could never run because of the stuff I've said on the air where I'm, you know, joking around, clearly joking around, but I made a joke that was off color and they would clip that and they would play that and they would ruin me. Yeah. But somehow this lady could be like, I'm with Team Q and that's fine.
Yeah. On the right, the thing is, like, and this is just true. On the right, you can be a fucking crazy racist. You can be a conspiracy theorist. You can be a Nazi. You can be all of that crazy, horrible, mean-spirited, small-minded bullshit. There's room for it, man. It's a fucking bigger tent for worse people.
So we want to thank our patrons. Of course, we want to thank all our patrons, but we want to thank our new patrons today. Sarah, Clay, Georgia, Squintzel B, Scott, Martin, Destiny, Maziel, Gary, Simon, Salamala Ding Dong, Dick C. Normus. That's a good
that's
one.
That's really
that
great.
One. Figuratively the Devil, Pepper Moo, Devin, Emra, vote for the biggest D you can find. I'm listening to Cog Dis more now because opening arguments is just depressing me too much. That's probably true. That's probably true. Ron, J. Burley 66, Mel from Hell, Jeff, Atheist Mortician, No True Straw Man. I like that one.
That's a good one.
Darius, Christopher, Leah, Maxwell, Bart, people who up their patronage, Chris, Joshua, All Hail Hospital and Grocery Store Workers, Alex, Rick, Jacob, Andrew, Katrina, Travel Nurse in Boston, Jason, Cleopatra Smith, I Wish I Was Brian Blessed, Scott, Alice and the Foundation Beyond Belief, donate today, Weston, Tanner, Peter, Etienne, Captain Argus Firecrotch, Danny, and Authentic Frontier Gibberish. Thank you so much for your patronage. We really do appreciate it. Both Tom and I are still up in the air when it comes to whether or not we're going to be employed. I know that they're going to be making decisions July 1 where I work. So I do have a job until July 1, but projections are not great for enrollment and I work in a higher ed institution. So there almost certainly will be layoffs. I may or may not be one of those people. And so this
The patronage really does give me personally some peace of mind to know that if fucking shit does go tits up, I at least can podcast for a little while or maybe permanently as a job. And that really does give me peace of mind. So if you're not a patron and you've been thinking about it, we really do appreciate all our patrons and we really do encourage you to become a patron. You can go to patreon.com/dissonancepod or dissonancepod.com and become a patron on a per episode basis. We put out a ton of content for our patrons and we would love it if you would become one of their number. So we got an image this time from Aaron, and it's about, you know, getting your hair cut. And so we're going to put it on the show notes. It's pretty funny. We got a message from Jeff, and Jeff says, longtime listener, and he's a patron. And he said he just wanted to let us know that on he's listening to episode 522, and he nearly shot soda out his nose when he heard you pronounce Atascadero. Because you remember you were reading, I think you were reading off your phone, and you couldn't see it.
Yep.
And you tried to read it, and it's... You read something else, and
I'm sure it just looks like Tabasco soy sauce, and you're looking at tiny letters.
That was awesome. Yeah. So he just wanted to let us know that he shot something out of his nose. And then you, if you want to shoot something out of your body, you can go to AdamandEve.com, type in Gloria Checkup. I can mix that into anything, really. It's like that's what she said. You know what I mean? Like it's so easy, right. just to
throw it in there. Just,
and if you want to throw it in there, you can go to AdamandEve.com. So the next one is, this one is from Carl. And Carl says, he's from Manchester. And he says, wow, I just listened to the advert and I actually understood it for the first time in my native English. Last week was Ian's geo-targeted ad. So some of you may have heard an English version, a proper English version where Ian, of course, donned a British accent. I will say this, our shows,
right, proper.
Our shows on Patreon, we'll get, you know, a few likes, a few comments. Ian's commercials on Patreon.
Dozens
of comments, and everybody hearts it and everybody likes it. And I just got to say, pretty soon, our whole show is just going to be Ian's commercials. And then once in a while, he's going to put us on for a minute clip.
We'll just chime in to introduce Ian for an hour.
I also want to say, too, that Ian... We never give him any direction on those. Those are 100% his ideas. We don't send him a message and be like, oh, you should do it this week or you should do it this way this week. I don't think I ever really gave him any direction on any of those. Those have all been him 100%. He's a very clever, funny guy, and we're very happy to have him on the team. We got a message from Mel from Hell. They said, longtime listener, first time patron. Y'all are my first atheist podcast and you helped me transition out of religion. So, wow. One person. That's cool. Awesome. That's great that we helped somebody transition out of religion. I like that a lot. That's great. Welcome to atheism. There's not a lot of rules. So we got a message from Christian who sent us a big, long message. This is like a whole chapter in a book that he sent us. But I do want to mention one part. He's talking about voter apathy with Marsh last week. We had a long conversation about this. And he said that voter turnout was actually up in a lot of places for younger people, but they did close a lot of polling places. And this is absolutely true. There has been a lot of, in some ways, voter suppression in the ways to cut voting off for people that are in different groups that don't have a really easy opportunity to vote. So college students is one of those people, one of those groups of people that, well, they'll cut off voting on campus. In Chicago, voting this last time was very difficult. They closed down a ton of places because it was COVID. So there wasn't a lot of people that were volunteering to sit around all day in a room full of other people. And then they also closed down a bunch of different polling places. So I had to go to a different polling place much farther away, wait for an hour and a half to vote in the primaries. It was just, it was a hectic long time to do it. And I know a lot of other people were terribly inconvenienced. My normal polling place is across the street and it was closed down. So I understand that level of that and I get it. But there is also some apathy on that side. And not just a tiny bit either. There's a lot of apathy on that side, especially when it comes to the primary. And they are showing that there's, while more people are voting, there's still a large percentage of people that are not voting at all.
The thing is, it's not like 40% aren't voting. It's like 86% aren't voting. That's overwhelmingly most. Yeah. You know, And that's just, that's a problem that's got to get solved.
It's a level of unacceptable. The other thing too that I'm seeing a lot more of, and I saw a bunch of people talking about this, and it's been talking about this forever, that somehow now that Bernie Sanders is out, and don't get me wrong, man, I wanted Bernie Sanders. Like, I fucking wanted Bernie Sanders, and I'm so not interested in fucking Joe Biden, right? Not interested at all. Joe Biden is a level of problematic I don't even want to have to deal with, to be perfectly honest. There's a whole bunch of shit, you know, with the sexual assault allegations that are coming out. And just like, he's not a good candidate at all. I hate that he's the nominee, right? Or is the presumptive nominee at this point. I hate it.
He's a weak candidate.
I hate it. Say what you will about Joe Biden, but I'll tell you this. Everybody on that stage pulled that fucker to the left. They pulled that fucker to the left hard as they could. And yeah, is he as fucking far left as the rest of the group? No, he's not. He was the centrist candidate. He was the rightest leaning person on that stage, right? Yep. He was the rightest leaning person on that stage going in. He was the rightest leaning person on that stage going out. But I'll tell you what, the Joe Biden that went in, I feel is a different Joe Biden than today. And I think he's farther left. Now, is he as far left as I want him to be? No, he's not as far left as I want him to be. But I'll tell you what, he's farther left than he was going in, and he's way farther left than President Trump. Way farther left.
That's the only thing that matters. Like, he's farther left than Trump. That's it. You have two choices. It doesn't matter whether you, like, two bad choices are not two equally bad choices.
Right, right.
So, like, we're going to get one or the other. Yeah. You're not getting a third guy. You're not getting the thing you wanted. It's like, you know, like, if I want pizza for dinner, but the only thing in the house is spaghetti or hamburgers, I got to choose spaghetti or hamburgers.
Well, and people are saying, you know, well, no, you're choosing between two shit sandwiches. Well, I'll tell you what, if I have to eat a shit sandwich no matter what, and on one shit sandwich, I eat the shit sandwich and that's it, or on the other shit sandwich, my mom gets COVID and dies, I'm going to eat the one that my mom didn't get COVID and died from, okay? Right. So I'm going to eat the one that doesn't cause a national disaster. That's what I'm going to do. So there's,
I don't understand why that's hard to think about.
So yeah, does it suck? Yeah, it fucking sucks. And I fucking hate it too. But you know what? I'll tell you what. It's not the same fucking thing. It's not the same. 100% not the same.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm kind of tired of that shit. Like, sometimes you're going to have to do things you don't like to do. Wah, wah. That's it. That's it. So what? So be mad about it. I'm mad about it too. But like, still do the work. Still make the choice. Still behave responsibly. You don't get like anything less is unacceptable.
Anyway, well, we had a great time at our live stream tonight. You should come join us on our live stream, 9 p.m. Central Time. There should be, hopefully next week, we'll be up a little early on, I think, YouTube, where you can go in and chat with people. So if you want to show up a little early on YouTube, it'll be live. We won't be in there, but there'll be a place for you, sort of a placeholder, which we hope will make it easier for people to find and show up and hang out. We had a lot of fun. So if you want to come hang out with us, we'd love to see you on 9 p.m. Central Time for our live stream. We normally cover a couple stories and chit chat. So come and show up, hang out. Love to see you. But that is going to wrap it up for this week. Hopefully we'll have a guest next week. So we're excited about that. And we're not going to tell you who because we don't want to ruin it. So we will catch you next time. But we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.